My best shoes and shirts. Cause if I'm late, children late, tell me all the reasons why I just don't work at night. Cause I'm no good at this, no good at that, good at anything. I got nothing, no one else well. I didn't take the advice my daddy gave me. I don't wanna work 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
a bad long time and we didn't get very far. Students would suffer. Looking back, more relaxed, I can see if we could've got somewhere if we had tried. But I'm no good at this, no good at that, good at anything. I got nothing no one else where. I didn't take the advice my daddy gave me. Don't wanna work 9 to 5. 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just don't coffee ready, but on my best shoes and shirt. Cause if I'm late, you're late to me. All the reasons why I start working
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on CITR. And yeah, it's the first show of this Friday, and it's the beginning of the beautiful weekend. And if you are working 9 to 5 today, don't worry. It's the last day for that for a couple of days. So yeah, basically just going to play some good tunes for you today. I'm going to sit back and relax and let the tunes speak for themselves. Going to listen to some Fuzz Cats, some Giraffe Aftermath, The Charlatans, Rocky Mountain Rebel music coming up. Also, a little later, going to have an interview with William Fitzsimmons. I went to the Waldorf on last Friday, where I saw William Fitzsimmons play for his Gold in the Shadow album. He's on tour with Slow Runner. In fact, they're probably wrapping that up this week, a 10-week tour, and caught them in the last few throws of that. Fantastic show. And I snatched some time with him backstage after the show for a little interview. We're going to play that for you. And, yeah, these wonderful tunes. We just heard Ivy League Brawlers with 9 to 5 off the Argyle album, and the first tune we heard was off Suppressed Anthems by Santa Lucia, a little tune called Who's Gonna Bail Me Out. So this is it. It's your Friday sunrise, and there's another Canucks game tonight, and it's another beautiful day here in Vancouver. So enjoy, Vancouver, because this is it. This is the weekend, and this is CITR. We'll be right back.
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
I'm in love, all fleet-footed and fancy-free. I've grown up tough, and all the losers seem to worship me. Smash the system, smash the system, smash the system. smash the system. I know I should play your game, but I don't deal with crooks. I'll tell you lies, smash the system and then burn the books.
Parkdale, and I can hear the streetcar rolling by. I'm inside with my sweetheart getting high on a Saturday night. Says, babe, could you imagine if we landed on some other side of town? And I say, yeah, I could, but for now, let's stick around. There ain't no place built for dreamers quite like Parkdale. And it sounds like home, and it looks like home for now. Well, it's a Saturday night in Parkdale, and there's a party in the kitchen. Oaks came up with some girls from the Cadillac Lounge. Now we're hanging around and singing songs, standing on this sacred ground. It isn't a religion, but darling, this is how we pray. And the news says polar ice caps are melting at a pace that could one day in the future wipe out the entire human race. About dying when we hang out at my place in Parkdale. It sounds like home, it feels like home, it looks like. Parkdale, and we're hanging out in the back. Bath called, he said he's coming around in a little while. Maybe throwing around some cards, so bring your luck and lay it on the table. You know everything's a gamble down in Parkdale. And outside at the liquor store, it's Buddy. Can you spare a little change? Well, of course I can. Today I'll spare you mine. I've been changing all the time, just like Parkdale. And it sounds like Parkdale, and I can hear the streetcar rolling by.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on CITR. And yeah, we're about midway through the morning here on a beautiful Friday down at UBC, listening to some great tunes from the locals in Vancouver. And actually, that last track was from a local in Ontario, Freeman Dre and The Kitchen Party off the Red Door second floor album, a little song called Saturday Night in Parkdale. We also heard, let's see here, let me go back and check out what we have. Some Fuzzcat, the locals from Vancouver, Giraffe Aftermath off the Sleepless Nights album with Lion Man. Heard some Rocky Mountain Rebel music, and the Charlatans, who are not local, but they're fantastic. So I wanted to play them for you this morning. And coming up next, I'm going to play a song called The Tide Pulls from the Moon. It's from the Gold in the Shadow album from William Fitzsimmons. And following that, there's about a 10-minute interview with the gentleman, a very soft-spoken fellow with a lot of interesting things to say. So give it a listen, check it out, and listen to the interview, and check out William Fitzsimmons. He's actually a fantastic folk artist, if you haven't heard of him. And yeah, give this a listen and sit tight this Friday, Vancouver, because it's a beautiful one.
Terrified and cold.
is Jason with Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver and with VanMusic.ca. I'm here with William Fitzsimmons in our second attempt at an interview due to Friday the 13th technical issues. Would you think of your first ever show in Vancouver?
It was amazing, man. Yeah, it was great. It was high energy. It was good, man. Every show in Canada, without exception, has been wonderful. And this was a highlight. It was good.
Sweet. Yeah, let's just get a little bit into your history. Sure. See if we can cover some of the questions from before. Just a little bit about your past. You grew up in a household with two blind parents. And, yeah, if you could maybe just tell us how that affected you growing up and how that helped you as an artist or a musician.
It did a couple of things, I guess. The one is that it taught me to be diligent in everything that I do. Whenever you wake up and you feel kind of, you know, awful and you don't really want to deal with anything, you realize that your mom has to walk outside and walk to work and she can't see anything. So it kind of teaches you not to complain about anything. And they also, you know, they gave me the gift of music, being blind, of course, the sounds and anything auditory becomes really crucial to your existence. You know, it's how you experience the world. It's the main way. And for you and I, it's our eyes. But for someone that's visually impaired, it's their ears. So music is it's the height of oral experience. You know, it's the main thing that there is for the ears. So so they gave me a respect and an appreciation for music that is kind of stamped on me, and I don't think it'll ever go away.
I noticed in your show tonight, you talked about sincerity, and I saw you with like all the people this evening, very, very, very true to your words in the show, in regards to sincerity, and the way you just approach the audience. What do you enjoy most about that, the live show and the touring?
People. No, it really is. I mean, I mean, music is fun. I like playing music, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to, I kind of cherish it, but to be able to come out afterwards and talk to people. And I kind of feel like it's fair, too. Like, I feel like it's their turn to talk. Not that I don't talk afterwards either, but, like, it's their turn to share with me. I've shared my stuff with them on stage for, you know, hour and a half, and they should have their shot to say what they want to say to me. And I know, you know, a lot of musicians don't do that, I think. And I mean, you know, you get to certain points where you can't, and you're busy, or you got too many people or whatever, but I like connecting with people. That's something that I miss from working as a therapist, you know, is sitting one-on-one with somebody and getting to share their life with them a little bit, you know, figuring out what's going on with them and maybe helping them along a little bit with a difficult thing. You know, I'm not doing therapy after the shows, but it's a small version of connecting with somebody, and that to me is really special. So I don't like the idea of just playing and then leaving. To me, that's kind of just feels bad, feels wrong, you know. So yeah, the music is secondary to me. You know, it's about connecting with people.
Nice. And you did study psychology and you are a therapist or were a therapist. How long were you a therapist for? Like, how long did you practice, and how did that experience influence you as a songwriter?
I worked in a clinical setting for about 5 years, and I did individual and group psychotherapy for a couple years. It was good. It was real hard work, but it was, you know, it was good work, and it's emotionally hard. It wasn't always physically hard. Yeah, sometimes it is, but yeah, you try to not to, but you know, it's hard to let some of those things, you know, off your heart and off your head. But I think it made me care very deeply about empathy and figuring out what that word really means, and most of the time when we live our life and we interact with people, we're sympathetic, if we're lucky. And, you know, sympathy is basically feeling bad for someone, you know. And empathy is actually experiencing something as if you're the other person. It's the as if that's the important thing. And you know, when I write a song, I want to have that kind of pure empathic experience where I'm able to explain a situation that I've been through in such a way that it can move someone, you know, that it can, I mean, even, you know, just tonight, we just finished a show a little bit ago, and there was several people that came up and told me they were kind of cried their way through the show, and that's wonderful. Like, and I don't mean to be morbid, like, I don't want people to feel bad, but to be able to have that cathartic experience, to get out something emotionally, that's wonderful. And in that sense, I'm still doing therapy, you know, it's a little bit different, you know, but, you know, I like bringing that world into what I do now.
You know, you do, speaking of somber and dark, you've got, you know, some pretty dark songs, and you made some jokes about the sadness and stuff, and it's interesting to see how each song is punctuated with your humor. In between songs, you've got this great sense of humor, and then your songs have such like an opposite kind of heavier emotion. I wonder now, after seeing the show, is that because of the process of writing? Like, has the stuff that you've gone through writing the album and recording it and singing it, does that kind of go through you, and you've dealt with that stuff now, and so you can hand, like, you're more humorous about what's going on? Or, like, how does the cathartic process of the songwriting been therapy for you, especially with the Gold in the Shadow album? How has that helped you out?
That's a really good question, and it's actually the opposite of that, to be honest with you. If I get to a point where I'm okay with a song, it's out of the rotation, you know, because when I perform, I want to put myself in the affective and emotional state that I was in when I wrote the song, and when I was feeling those things that I'm writing about. Because with this type of music, it's different if you're singing pop music, and it's really just about it, how it sounds, and you know, just getting people into a certain physical place. But I want to get people into an emotional place, and I think it's manipulative to sing my songs when you're not feeling exactly what you're saying, you know. They are cathartic to me, and they are therapeutic, but you know, sometimes I sit on them a little bit longer than, you know, maybe I should, but the humor is a way to balance it out, and it's who I am too, you know. If I went up there and I did the whole, you know, singer songwriter, you know, look down at my shoes, play my songs, and walk off, I'm like, oh, he's so brooding and serious, you know, that's not who I am. I mean, you know, I've struggled with a lot of really, really dark mental health stuff, but it doesn't mean I can't find humor in it, you know? I mean, even when I was doing therapy, sometimes humor was the only way that we could get through some of the really hard stuff you deal with. So, to me, that's what it's about. It's just finding balance. And that's what, you know, as you asked, that's what the new record is about. It's about finding balance between those two things, you know? What's clear and what's in the shadow, and, you know, what's dark and what's light, what's depressing and what's joyful, and what's sick and what's well, you know, and I found that balance, and everything is perfect now.
Perfect. Can you explain quickly your tattoo? What does it say?
Sure,
what does it mean and why?
It says, "Your words in my memory are like music to me." It's song lyrics. It's not my own. That would be kind of awful, but it's a little personal reminder between me and somebody else to make better choices than I've made in the past. Not be a douchebag, I think, is the best way to put it.
Wow. Cool. All right. Well, thanks very much, Warren. We appreciate it. And thanks for the opportunity to do this again after the difficulties. And it was a wonderful show. Fantastic. Actually, first time I ever saw you live. I really loved it. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Thank you. is religion. It's a vision of living through a condition that I'm given in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and people, you won't listen. Winning, you just gotta think the rhythm that you're given. Rhythm is religion. It's a vision of living through a condition that you're given in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and people, you won't listen. And you winning, you just gotta think the rhythm is religion. Yes, sir. Now let the heart speak. Fill the room like the sound of the djembe. Be in tune like the great Baba Tunde. Get the vibe, yeah, feel inspiration. In the night, your soul conversation. Yes, be humble when you take the fire. I'm gonna give it, I gotta be giving, I gotta be giving it all, yeah. My rhythm is religion, it's a vision of living through a condition that I'm giving in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and people, you won't listen. Winning, you just gotta think that rhythm that you're giving. Rhythm is religion, it's a vision of living through a condition that you're giving in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and people, you won't listen. And you winning, you just gotta think that rhythm that you're giving. Hey, yeah, I'm feeling my job, yeah. Come on down, but I wanna come your way. Hey, oh, sing the song, Jeff, calling the spirit. Realize that you don't write the lyrics. It's a channel, so you can hear it. Surrender your soul, yeah, so you will be near it. It's a gift, yes, from the creator. The one and only true operator. Yes, be humble when you take the fall. I'm gonna give it, I gotta be giving, I gotta be giving it all, yeah. My rhythm is religion, it's a vision of living through a condition that I'm giving in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and people, you won't listen. Winning, you just gotta think that rhythm that you're giving. Rhythm is religion, it's a vision of living through a condition that you're giving in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and your people won't listen, yeah, you're winning, it's all about your rhythm and religion. Is religion, it's a vision of living through a condition that you're given in a vision while you live it. If you listen while spinning and people you won't listen, then you winning, you just gotta think everything that you're given. Rhythm and religion, I'm in a vision of living through a condition that you're given. I'm in a vision while you're living. If you listen while it's spinning, I'm gonna people wanna listen. Winning, you just wanna think your rhythm and religion. Rhythm and religion, that's a vision of living through a condition that you're given. I'm in a vision while you're living. If you listen while it's spinning, I'm gonna people wanna listen. Winning, you just wanna think your rhythm and religion. Rhythm and religion, I'm in a vision of living through a condition that you're given. I'm in a vision while you're living. If you listen while it's spinning, I'm gonna people wanna listen. I'm running and you just wanna think your rhythm and religion. Rhythm and religion, I'm in a vision of living through a condition that I'm giving in a vision while I'm living. If I listen while spinning and people don't wanna listen, yeah, I'm winning. I just wanna think my rhythm and religion.
Trees in Louisiana, don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Mind to the words of your mama, mind to the words of your mama. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't worry about the boys till you get older. Don't worry about the boys till you get older. Then you take it slow. Take it slow, and take it slow. So you've been walking in the woods all day. Wow, build clouds in houses. Said I'll build clouds in houses. You can tear them down. You can tear them down. You can tear them down. he's just a boy from the Bible. He's just a boy from the Bible. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? So we've been walking in the woods all day. Got heart, Louisiana. Well, he ain't got heart, Louisiana. Well, he's got mine, mama. He's got mine. Well, he's got mine, mama. He's got mine. Well, you don't know. California, we don't know the way to California. We got time, we got time, we got time. So we've been walking in the woods all day. Swing from the trees, Louisiana. Swing from the trees, Louisiana. Swing from the trees, Louisiana. Swing from the trees in Louisiana.
Passenger bus is the story of my sorry life. Turned 29 on a Greyhound bus. I never knew the hour or the time. It was 3 in the morning when we crossed the line up over top the Great Divide. So who's phone on the April night, and it was freaking cold outside. I was returning to Alberta because at the time it had been spring back up there for a month. I left the West Coast because I hate the rain when the records and blizzard come up. There's a storm in my soul and an empty hole. The winds are blowing and the weather's cold. And I got no home through the north I roam, singing folk songs and terrible poems. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour, the time. When I got home to Netton in the afternoon, that blizzard, it was piling high. So Lance 3, he went off to Mexico, and Timmy Austin's playing all night. The winds are blowing, and the bar was empty when everybody stayed home inside. T'was the Big Bad Blizzard 2008, but the prairie farmers call it all right. Then here's the moisture, you see. Oh, why, there's a birthday gap. Driving on a bus in northern night. And why is there a blizzard on April 8th? I guess Alberta kinda works that way. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in a northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour, the time. What time was it, Jeff? Raining in the east coast is hot, and Alberta's what the coast they are not. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus. My life, it was always in flux, and I got no hometown anymore. There's a thousand I can call my own. When the earth is traveling beneath my feet, see on the beast that I'll ever know. I turned 29 on a Greyhound night. The blizzard, it was in me as us outside, and I was all alone where I had no friends. I wonder when my life's journey's might end. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour, the time. I turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour, the time. I never knew the hour, the time. I never knew the hour, the time.
The North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive, takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
Single thing on love. know, it's Giraffe Aftermath in the Friday Sunrise on CITR.
For too many hours in a day, oh Lord, for too many hours in a day. Well, I woke up this morning, I was shining like a star. I was dreaming of the wonders I create. Before that summer reaches peak, I'll be back down on my knees. Broken, twisted by the cruel hand of fate. Yeah, for too many hours in a day, oh Lord. Everything looks good in black. And if the darkness comes, the night is a pearl. But if that sun will be forever, when I'm sad, I feel much better. Coming to know what's the color from this world. There simply are no pleasures in this life that take an hour. I can do my way to sleep in tears.
Yes, this is Friday Sunrise on CITR, and there's about 15 minutes left in this episode on this Friday, so I just fill you in on a little bit of music that we heard and let you know what's coming up, and yeah, let's check this out here. What did we hear first off that set after the interview with William Fitzsimmons, which if you noticed in there as well, you probably heard Oswaldo Perez asking a question as well from the Morning After Show here on CITR. He was kind enough to help out in the filming of that and in the enjoying of the show. But after that, we did hear something I wonder if I get in trouble for playing on the radio. It was a cover of New Orleans, If New Orleans Is Sinking by the Tragically Hip. But it wasn't the Tragically Hip. It's not, you know, super popular, well-known version of that song. It's If New Orleans Ain't Skankin' by Rocky Mountain Rebel Music, and you know, it's good Canadiana. Today's a hockey day, and it's a nice skankin' day too with that sunshine, so thought that'd be a nice track. Then we heard Rhythm Religion by What a Sun, Louisiana by Joe Purdy, and Of Deceit by The Crackling. We also heard some Whitey in there, and that last song we heard, There Are Too Many Hours in the Day by Stolen Oregon Family Band off the album Horse Treats. Just saw those guys play last weekend in Kits as well. Such a great performance. These guys really know how to do it up. They've played in our studio live in the past as well, and highly recommend you guys check them out. Stolen Oregon Family Band, a couple of really good kids there. And yeah, coming up, we're going to have some Stone Moses, some Tobacco Brown. I'm going to try to get in a live track from the United Nations of Sound, This Thing Called Life, and if time permits, some Mother Mother or some Humans. But yeah, I guess that's it for this edition of Friday Sunrise. Make sure you check out the podcast later on CITR.ca, also on vanmusic.ca. You can check out that interview with William Fitzsimmons if you did miss it on my blog. And as well, go to urbanculturconference.com, where there is a poll right now for the best of all things Vancouver. You can vote for CITR for the best college radio station, and you can vote for your favorite restaurants, your favorite sports blog, your favorite lifestyle blog, and your favorite music blog, vanmusic.ca, of course. So check that out, urbanculturconference.com, and enjoy the rest of your fantastic weekend, Vancouver. Thanks for listening to Friday Sunrise.
day, I don't care. Pissing rain, I don't care. Running through the other way, I came. Saw you standing by yourself. Tried not to stare. You wear black hair, shook like a dog. I don't care. Lost a bottle and a phone. Tell my lover I'm coming home. The busy traffic going gone. Where they're going, that's unknown. When you think you feel, at least you would do if you cried. I try to talk, but I just moan. With you, I pick bones. I go out when you stay in. It's trouble brewing where I've been. Nothing round here but sunny days and rainy nights. Nothing to say if it's not nice. When you think you feel,